Hi everybody, my name is Dr. Nikki Ramsgill and I'm the female money doctor, and I have got the gorgeous Danny with me. Woohoo! Hi Danny! We are going to talk all about one of my most favorite savings apps called Plum. So, Danny, what I want you to do is I want you to tell us a bit about yourself, what you do at Plum, and then you can go into a bit about what Plum is and just we can start going into the cool benefits of using it. So, want to
Sure.
kick us off?
I'm Danny or Daniela, if you're Googling me, and I head up comms and marketing at Plum. What that means is, because we're quite a small company, is that anything that's basically written down, I've probably written. And that's in the bot and out of the bot. And I deal with all the fun stuff like community, doing things like this, all the branding, all of the marketing stuff. So it's a big job.
Yeah,
But really
that's amazing.
yeah. So, it's really nice. And I used to do fashion and beauty before, so very, very different. But
Okay.
I'm really enjoying the challenge. And
Nice.
what Plum does is it's an AI chatbot. And what that means is that we are, instead of being an app, we're something that talks to you, so you can have a conversation with us. And we're based in Facebook Messenger. We will be making an app. We will be building out soon, but at the moment it's just Facebook Messenger. You don't need a Facebook account, but you do need Messenger. And what Plum does is it helps you manage your money. And we do that in three main ways. The first and sort of original way is automatic savings. And how that works is that Plum uses its algorithm to look at all of your bank transactions and figures out, does the math for you, what you can put away without noticing. So it's not big amounts, it's more than roundups, but it's sort of, I mean, for me personally, it's £5, £10 here and there that I probably would have spent on something silly, but instead it's put away for me in my Plum account. The second way is insights. So that sort of breaks down your transaction data into sort of useful information. So you can see what your weekly spend is, what your monthly spend is. You can see what categories you're spending in. So if you're spending a lot more in on food this week or on travel or things like this, just so you can really keep track of your spending and how it's going. Another really interesting feature in Insights is the utility bill switching. So for example, if you're paying too much on your energy bill, Plum will know and it will tell you, and you can switch in a few clicks. So you don't have to do any of this, oh God, I should probably switch my energy bill. I'm probably getting ripped off, which almost everyone is, by the way, if you haven't switched, switch. £200, £250 every single user we save, not to be sniffed at. Basically, we just take the hassle out of it, and that's the idea of Plum in general. We're taking the hassle out of the things you should be doing, but you'd much rather be having a barbecue in your garden or just doing anything else, really. So that's the idea. And then the sort of third one that we've recently launched is investments. So me personally, I've never invested outside of an ISA before Plum. I've always sort of been a bit scared of it, I guess. And what we do is we offer seven different options. You can invest with as little as £1. So you don't have to save up some huge amount like you do with these other providers. And you can just pop it into an investment. Literally, you just type invest and the amount you want to invest, and then you just pick the fund. So it's really simple, which is I guess the idea. It might be better if we can see, if we're able to see
Yeah, I think what we'll do,
on.
I think what we'll
We'll
do is
go
we'll
into
go
the
into the
three
three sections.
sections.
So we'll start off with your savings bit that you talked about. And I will go over into Messenger and hopefully people will be able to see it. Right, so this is my personal Plum account. And what happens is once you've gone into Plum's website, you get taken into Facebook Messenger and Plum starts talking to you. So Plum is the little person here that I'm talking to, and you can essentially give Plum commands. So I'll let Danny explain the different commands you can do, but the first one, this is the first screen that you kind of get shown basically. So I'll let you go into that in a bit more detail.
I can't actually see it, but I'm sure the other people
Oh,
can.
okay. It's because what I've done, I've not clicked the right button. So you'll be able to see in a second.
I will
And
let you know. Yeah, I can
so,
see.
cool, now we can see it.
Lovely. So,
Lovely. I'm now in the home section here. So tell us a bit about what's going on.
obviously this is your home section. So you can see there the three different sort of categories that I was talking about. And every time you type or tap the button home, basically this is what you see, and it's a bit of an overview of everything you have going on with Plum at the moment. So savings there, you can either tap the savings button or you can type savings, whichever one you prefer to do. And then when you open up savings, you can see basically what your balance is, and that's your Plum balance, not your bank account balance. How much you saved this month, how many pending transactions you are. You can withdraw, you can deposit more if you'd like to deposit more. If you click overview there, you'll be able to see basically all of your savings history, everything Plum's ever saved for you, any pending transactions, anything you've withdrawn or cancelled, so you can always check what's going on with that feature there. So yeah, you can see all the incoming bits as well. I can see a little referral bonus there. So obviously Plum, £25 for every three people you refer, not bad. So yeah, all of that can basically be seen there. And then if you come out of that, you'll be able to see on the other card your mood. And what that is as much as Plum saves for you automatically, we do like to make sure people are still in control. So in this area here, you can change a few things about the way that the algorithm works. So if you want to save more or less, you can update your mood and just select one of the options. You can also pause for any period of time you like, including forever if you want to. Sometimes we know the beginning of the week or the end of the month, it can be a bit tight or it can be a bit more flush, and we're just letting you basically control that. And also here we've got overdraft settings, and what that means is for some people who make frequent use of their overdraft, they might want to continue using Plum to save for them while they're in their overdraft. So what that allows you to do is to say how much into your overdraft you would like Plum to save for you. So for example, if you had a £500 overdraft and you only wanted to use £250 of it in terms of Plum saving, you would just put £250 there, and then Plum would adjust your balance accordingly. So there's quite a lot of control that you can have, even though it is all automatic. So you can sort of decide how involved you want to be, really, which is quite nice.
No, it's really good, and
Set yourself to ambitious. That's it. That's what we like to see.
it's always ambitious. I always said it on that, and then it's just so easy to take money out of this account. So, I mean, I haven't got a huge balance at the moment because I've been paying for a holiday that I'm going on later in the year. So as it builds up, I just take out what I need, and I literally get it in my bank account within what, a couple of hours, I think, is the official line. So
Yes,
it's
so it
always
depends on which bank you're with. But it will be the same day, unless you've done it obviously very late in the evening, then it will be the next day.
So a question about this, because people have asked me this question before. How safe is the money that you've got saved? So what happens with this money? Where is it being held? It's not a bank, is it? So what's going on with it?
So it's held as e-money. And what that means is it's not sort of a bank account with a sort code with a particular bank. What it means is it's a ring-fenced account, and it can be, I'm trying to think of a way to make it not really jargony. And so what that means is it's basically held with a provider who's called Mango Pay. They're registered and everything, so you can have a little look and see what you think of them. And that money is protected. So obviously with banks, they have FSCS cover. So because we're not a bank, we don't have FSCS. Banks have this cover because they lend the money that they hold out. And so if they lose that money, then this is what the cover protects you up until £75,000, I believe. We don't lend money out, so we're not eligible for this kind of insurance, but all of our money is protected with Plum up until any amount. There's no upper limit. If you're lucky enough to have more than £75,000. And basically what that means is that if Plum were to go bust, if Mango Pay were to go bust, if any of the banks or partners or anything were to go bust, you would always get your money back. And that was really important for us, and that's why we chose to work with MangoPay and to do it with them, just because the last thing we'd want is for something to happen, especially with partners, things that we can't control, and for us to lose our users' money. So yeah, it's basically protected if it's in Plum Savings at any point. I must say, if you choose to invest your money, any money that you have invested is subject to risk, just like it is with any investment. It can go up as well as down. So that is different to Plum Savings.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll cover that one last, because that's a really new feature, isn't it? That you kind of do it. Well, you kind of have been investing for a little while now, isn't it? But it's investing in a peer-to-peer lending platform, which is currently how I'm using it, because I'm not on the investment list yet, but I'm nearly at the top of the list, I think. Hopefully, fingers crossed. But I think at the moment I'm just doing the peer-to-peer lending. So could you tell us a bit about that feature?
Yeah. So the peer-to-peer lending is what it says on the tin, I guess. So it's more sort of short-term investments. It's around 3 to 5% usually that you would get in returns. And what that is, it's lending to individuals and businesses. So instead of it being stocks or bonds, it's literally lending to people. It's quite a nice way. It's quite an accessible way to start investing. But obviously, it's very, very different to the other investment options that we now have. So we wanted to offer a bit more sort of the traditional investing. And we've got funds and indice trackers with Vanguard and Legal in General, some of the best ones out there. And we're basically making them accessible and cheap to get access to. Because a lot of these funds, you need a large amount of money, you need to lock it away for a period of time. There are a lot of fees depending on which route you take. And basically, we just wanted to make it accessible to everyone to just have a play with investing and, you know, start reaping those rewards of compound interest.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, the people that follow me know, hopefully, all about compound interest, because it's one of the things that I go on about a lot, but also about investing. It's one of the things that I'm really passionate about. And do you think that this kind of technology is how so-called millennials, you know, and other younger generations, do you think this is how they're going to be wanting to invest their money?
I think that basically everyone's going to want to be investing in this way. I mean, technology is there to make things easier. And I think, you know, as we've seen in finance in general, it's having a huge wave at the moment of technology coming there to make things easier. And what we've done here is we've brought that into a chatbot space. We're the first ones, I believe, to bring this into a chatbot space. And it's just simplifying it even further. I mean, there were robo-advisors before, which is kind of, you know, websites, and it's quite easy to do. But I think the thing is, it's so easy, it's almost difficult not to have a play with it. I mean, I would never have sat there and gone, right, okay, you know, I'm going to invest now and I'm going to spend a weekend learning about it and I'm going to find which provider I want to use and all this stuff. If you've already got something that's, you know, helping you save a bit of here and there, then it's so easy to just say, oh yeah, I'll put £10 of that into, you know, a growth fund or a tech fund or an ethical fund or whatever, and have a play. And I think what we're really hoping is that it's a nice, I guess, like, gateway to investing for people and getting them started and having an easy way of doing it that doesn't require such a steep learning curve. And what will come in the future, in the not too distant future, in fact, is we'll also have, you know, a bit of education within the bot so that people can really learn about investments and how to do it going forwards, even if outside of Plum, you know, in just the wider world. And I think that that sort of is fundamentally our mission. You know, we want to make everyone better off and we want to equip them with the tools to do that, no matter what, how much money they have. You know, they don't need to have a certain amount of money to get involved, or they don't need to be an expert on finance. We want to sort of make everything accessible to everyone. And that's what this investment feature, we hope, achieves.
Yeah, brilliant. I think that I completely agree with you. I've just released a course that teaches people how to invest in their own index trackers. They can use a platform like Hargreaves Lansdowne, for example. And they know that it's only £25 a month. That's a minimum that you can put in. So there are some people that have asked me a question and they've said, can I invest with smaller amounts? And the only way I can see at the moment is by using apps and things like Plum. So the fact that Plum is now rolling out this, investing from £1 thing is actually really, really good. I mean, it's in terms of even in terms of costs. I mean, you sent me a chart with the different costs on, didn't you? And actually, it's not that dissimilar to what's already out there on the market. It's actually pretty good. And could you tell us a bit about the fees that are related to it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we're the cheapest so far on the market that we've come across. So the fees, there's like little stages to them, as I'm sure you know. So there's a fixed fee, which is £1 a month, which we haven't actually built yet, but that will be coming in the future. So eventually it will be £1 a month to use investments on Plum. And then it's 0.15% that goes to Plum from the amount that you have invested. And that's annual, but it's charged monthly. If that makes sense.
Okay.
And
So 0.15% over the whole year, but you charge monthly, but
monthly.
so it's just over 1% if you do it
Yeah.
that way. Okay, cool.
And then basically each fund has its own fee. And so that will depend on the fund. I think most of them are point around the 0.3 or 0.2 mark. I think Ethical is 0.9. So that comes straight out of the. So, for example, when you're looking in your investments, you won't even see that amount. Basically, it's the fund itself deducts that fee straight away. So you're never going to be sort of getting a bill from us or anything like that. It's all sort of done from the investment itself. But yeah, at the moment there is not a £1 monthly fee. So get on investments now and get it for free.
So basically, the way that people would do that is they get the Plum bot, don't they? As usual, and then you can join a waiting list, can't you, to get onto
Yeah,
the
you just type
investment?
investments and then you're put on a queue. The reason we have a queue is because the demand was crazy. And we are quite a small team. So we only have, I think, four devs working on this and four devs in total. And they're all working on this. And
It's
basically, we built
incredible.
it working. But we haven't built the fee structure, like in terms of charging people. And we haven't built basically automatic verification. So we have two lovely ops people whose full-time job right now is verifying everyone. Yes, they are who they say they are. So we're basically launching that as an automatic process, but hence there's a bit of a queue because we weren't expecting, I mean, it's good, obviously it's very good. We weren't expecting the amount of people straight away to want to invest and the amount that they want to invest as well, because it requires further checks if they want to invest more than, £10,000, for example. So we were kind of blown away by the amazing response, and we're just playing catch up. So,
No, I think it's brilliant. I think it's such a good idea, and it will certainly be bringing more people into it. And as you said, it's a gateway. So once you've started on this, your Plum account, that gives you the confidence to say, okay, done that for a year now. Maybe I could then graduate and start opening up another account somewhere, or doing something else, or looking at property, or just these little ways in are actually, as you said, are not little if you're investing £10,000. But to start with, if you've got £1 a month to invest, well, hopefully a bit more than that, because that'll wipe your fees will wipe that out. But hopefully, if you've got a little bit more, £5 a month or something, that's a perfect way to get in. Absolutely
Yeah,
brilliant.
absolutely. And I mean, that's I guess what the way we've built it as well. When you go through the flow, we take everyone through the basics, what is a stock and a bond and all that stuff. Just because we want it to be something that people really understand, and we want to empower people, we want to empower our users to feel that they know what's going on, and we don't want them to just be just click click and oh, I've done something, I don't really know what I've done, but I've done something. We want people to really know what they've done, and I guess be excited by it, and you can track what progress your investments are having, and it's really, I mean, it's really cool. So
No, it definitely. I'm looking forward to it, because I think I'll be sharing it a lot more in my group once
you're
we've
on.
got a bit more. Once it's on there and I've got it and I can then start walking people through it. I'm just checking to see if anybody is actually commented. I think I've got a couple of comments. Oh, maybe not. I think I've just got a like at the moment. So just take a pause. Anyone got any questions that they have for us? Oh, hello. Yes, there we go. So I've got Sheila's okay. She couldn't see anything, but Apparently they are. There was an issue with the link, but whatever. They're on there now. So hopefully there's no problems. We've got three people watching. So is there anybody else that would like to ask a question for us just at this stage while we're kind of just taking a pause before we do the next bits? So I've just thought of a question I want to ask, so
Ask away.
can't see anything obvious at the moment. I think people are just literally just sitting there and patiently watching. It might pop up in a minute. Okay, so with the investment side of things, what investment products, well, not products, accounts have you got? So are you doing like ISAs and LISAs and general investing accounts, or is it just in general? Well, how is that going to work?
So there are ISAs and there are general investment accounts. Obviously, if you already have an ISA, you can't have another one. So there we do have the two options. At the moment, I believe if you're a US citizen or you're in the US, you can't invest. But other than that, if you're on Plum and you're using Plum, then you're good to go.
Cool. And then also, there are people watching, as I said, from South Africa. Can they use this? Or is
So
it
long as
only.
Yeah, so long as they are on Plum, which means that they have to have a UK bank account, then they can use it. It doesn't really depend on your geographic location, more the bank and where it's located.
Right. So,
For
knowing
example,
this bank account, then no, can't happen.
if you
Okay.
have a bank account that's based somewhere else, then no, it can't happen at the moment. We are looking to expand. We just actually closed. We haven't closed it yet, but we've surpassed our funding target. Last
That's
week. So, some of the things we're hoping to do with that is obviously expand globally, which hopefully will be pretty straightforward. I'm joking. Of course, yeah, it's going to be a bit of a long one, but we are hoping to get everywhere. And we're hoping to build an app, and we're hoping to hire lots more devs, and do lots of really exciting things. So there'll be lots more coming very, very soon. As you saw today, in fact, we launched Monzo and Starling integration, which is very, very exciting stuff.
Yay,
Yay.
good. So for people that don't know, I think, well, I don't know much about Monzo, but I know Starling is a new kind of challenger bank that's been going around and disrupting things quite a lot on in terms of money and finance. And I've always had a problem getting onto Starling, so I've not had a chance to explore it and use it. But it has, I've seen it on other people's stuff, and they really love it. So the fact that it's now integrating with all of these challenger banks as well is really exciting, because it means that we're now starting to move away from that traditional high street bank taking charge of everything, and
Yeah.
that's what's really cool about it.
And what's really exciting is the way we've done it. So we've done it using open banking. So you don't actually have to give us any of your login details. So at the moment, when you sign up to Plum, you have to log into your bank in Plum. And that's obviously just because if we're going to be doing stuff with your financial information, we need you to pass your bank security checks to make sure that it is actually you. But what with Monzo and Starling we're doing is we're doing a different kind of authentication. So what that will be is we will ping Monzo and Starling on your behalf saying, hey, is it okay if we access this person's data? And you basically say, yes, it's fine. And then Monzo talks to us directly. So you'd never have to give us your bank login details. So
Oh,
it's
wow.
a really nice way of doing it. It's much simpler. And I mean, the amount of times I've personally forgotten my memorable number or word or whatever it is, there's about five of them, they're all different, and it's just such a hassle. And I've reset it every time. I still have to reset it every time I sign in and out of Plum. It's like a nightmare.
No, it
So
is
it's really
ridiculous.
nice. Now we have Monzo. I'm just going to switch it to my Monzo account and be done with all that. So it's just really nice. It's really secure. And basically, you can control how much access you give apps through this way. So you can say, I only want you to see this, or I only want you to see this for this period of time. And it's just, it's the next wave, I guess, of open banking just coming into effect. And we're really excited. We're the first chatbots to do it. So we're really excited to sort of be, I guess, leading the way on that front. And the response on social today has been amazing. I've been on the forum all day answering questions. But no,
Yeah,
it's been
I'm happy
really
that it's all happening. Yeah, for I can see how Plum's developing over even just the last 18 months. It's just gone
great.
completely huge.
Yeah. We
So,
started
yeah.
January 2017, and we've now got 150,000 users in the UK. which is crazy. I mean, I was employee number five or six or something, and I remember the days, which were very different. And it's just, I think the last couple of months we've just really exploded. And it's been really exciting to see. But I still know lots of users by name. Of course, you're one of them, Nikki.
But it's yeah, it's really good. I think I love the referral scheme that you've got as well. And so for people that don't know, you probably heard what Danny said earlier, but if you sign up to Plum, you then get passed forward a referral. So if I get three referrals, I get £25, which is really good. So if you then get three people to join, you get £25. And it's just such a nice way of paying it forward. And it unfortunately has been subject to abuse, hasn't it, in the past? I think there have been
We had
people.
like 1 week where basically someone posted it in a like work from home Facebook group or something and just said, basically just misinformed people and said that they would get money for signing up. And we had a mental amount of sign-ups in the space of a few hours, obviously all of which had been misled, which then obviously our support team had to explain to them. And it was just very confusing. So we had to sort of pause things and look into it and change the scheme slightly. But we're back to the usual scheme now because I think those people have been sufficiently told to cut it out. And yeah, so basically, yeah, for every three friends you sign up, you get £25. And you can keep doing that. We're not going to stop you. So long as it's not, you're telling people something that's not true.
No, absolutely. Yeah, it's
It's
completely. I think it's a great scheme, and not many people are doing it that way. I mean, I think certainly with Chip, which is the kind of the alternative version of Plum, they are only offering like percentages, aren't they?
yeah, everyone else kind of offers very small token amounts. And I guess we wanted to do something a bit more real. And we wanted to do something that would actually help our users because, some of our users really sort of like sing our praises and they borderline work for our marketing department to the extent that they do it. So
Which
it's
might be like me as well.
exactly. So, it seems crazy to just be like, oh yeah, just here's, 10 pence or something. It's almost more annoying than just not giving a reward. So we wanted to do something, that really rewards our users because our users are a really essential part of what we're doing at Plum. I mean, obviously you're part of Plum Squad. I've gone dark. Which is our little VIP Plum group, where everyone sort of talks about everything to do with Plum and just money in general or just whatever life. We've had people choosing outfits, this dress or that. Always coming to chat to a human if you ever need to ask. We love those questions in the office. But yeah, and we always want to be really in touch with our users. And I think you need to, it can't just be take, take, take. You have to give something. And we really love having that conversation. I mean, that's part of the reason why we're a chatbot. We just want to, make people, I guess, like happier. It sounds really sad, but we just
But
do
it
little, we
does.
like doing things that, bring a smile to your face and make you, oh, great, like that's really good. Like the advent calendar, I guess, at Christmas.
Yeah, that's good.
Was me, my jokes. I'm very funny.
Yeah, do you know what? For people that are watching, you need to just sign up just for this, because I'm pretty sure you'll be doing it this week as well. I'm
I'm
assuming.
struggling to think of enough jokes. It's hard. 25 jokes. Any
So what
suggestions?
we'll do is I'll get people to start doing it for me. I'll get them to start sending me in some bad Christmas jokes and I'll forward them on.
Oh my God, I'm literally going to have to start researching this from like September. So for people who obviously weren't there, we had an opt-in in case you hate puns, advent calendar. So every day with your balance update that you get a message from Plum, you'd also get a terrible Christmas cracker joke. The ones we all heard them. Your dad probably knows all of them. So yeah, basically I thought it'd be very fun to basically have an advent calendar. So every single day you would open it and it would either tell you a terrible Christmas joke or you would have a chance to win a bit of money. So it'd be like a little Plum advent calendar. So yes, it will be returning. I can confirm. I just need to think of jokes. Yeah,
All right. Well, I'll get my group on it. We'll try and get you
I
some.
don't want to repeat my jokes.
Well, to be honest, the
Magical
whole year
one.
you kind of forget them.
And they're all so predictable, you may as well have heard them before.
Oh no, I think it was a really fun little twist. And also, another thing you did was the emoji wars, where
Yeah,
you.
that was actually an accidental thing. So I just kind of saw people doing this, and someone posted on Plum Squad, "Am I the only one who has emoji battles with Plum?" So if you type an emoji to Plum, Plum will reply with an emoji, and you can type hundreds of emojis to Plum, and Plum will reply with the same amount of emojis back. And yeah, obviously, lots of people were just sort of like having little emoji battles, and then I had like a GIF battle on our Plum Squad. Just because I love a GIF, and it's a fun afternoon at the workplace, isn't it? What are you doing? Just finding some GIFs. So yeah, we like to do sort of fun stuff as well. We don't want to make it too serious. But all of these things are all very opt-in. So obviously, if you don't want to receive a hilarious Christmas cracker joke every day, then you don't have to.
I love it. I think it's so funny. Okay, so the final feature then is if I put the screen share back on, we were going to go through the bills. So everyone's just going to have to see what my spending has been like, which is kind of stressful. But right, so what do we hide that out of the
If
way? Right.
you type
So
home, you can get
home,
back to
yeah. Takes us back to the beginning again.
And in here as well, obviously we're just showing you the three sort of main areas, but if you type settings or anything like that, you can update what bank account you've got linked to and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, here in the insights, obviously you can see your bank balance, how much you spent in the month, and then you've got different options here. So you can see your 7 day spending, your 4 week spending, and then your category spending. And this section here is the next section to get a big upgrade. So I can give you a little bit like a backstage information. So obviously, investments we just upgraded massively. Insights is going to be the next one that gets a big upgrade. So we're going to be giving a lot of cool insights that you can see into your spending and get really geeky. I personally love looking at stuff like this. I don't know why, but I just love looking at like information. Hopefully I would know my own spending, but apparently not. So
It is really, really helpful. I mean, I don't tend to use it because I'm a bit of a spreadsheet geek, so I like my spreadsheets and I do it all myself manually. But this does give you an idea. It gives you an overview of kind of what you've been doing. But obviously it'd be more helpful to have more categories like other. I don't know what other counts for. I mean, I'm guessing it's one of my bills because that does seem similar to something that came out recently.
So at the
But you don't
moment, basically, before, so once open banking is fully, I guess, rolled out with all the legacy banks, this will be much more detailed because at the moment we have to go basically on recognizing like providers' names. So if, for example, the direct debit that comes out is just a bunch of numbers or something like this, then the chances are Plum's not going to know what that is, and it's just going to pop it in other. So yeah, it's one of the things obviously that we kind of have to wait on the banks a little bit to do, but building out the insights is the next, I guess, like main thing on the to-do list, the next big project. Because we just want to make sure that people can, see really what they're doing and track things. So yeah, and if you ever say anything that Plum doesn't understand, you can just type help and it will just chat to a human. So if you ever do find that for whatever reason Plum's just not understanding you, or you're sick of talking to a robot and you want to talk to an actual person, you can just type chat to a human and you'll be put through to a real life human.
Right, and we pop that in because I have done that as well. I have chatted to a human and it's really easy. They literally send
So
them an
there you go,
email.
and then you just
Like,
enter the
yeah,
chat,
there we
and
go.
that's all it is. And that you see their button there, invites, earn £25. So then just you get your link and you just send your link out to people, and that's it.
It's brilliant. It's really so. These are the people that I've obviously looked at some of my invites and have gone, oh, let's have a little look at that. So. When it says in progress, does that mean they're setting themselves up?
Yes. So it means that they have clicked on your link and they started talking to Plum, but they haven't signed up. So usually people get stuck with linking their bank account. just because of what I said earlier. They might have forgotten their memorable number or word or whatever it is, and they're just stuck. So you can always send them a little nudge, or you can just, if you know who the person is, which obviously you will, you can just ask them if they need a helping hand, to get your 25 quid.
No, I think it's great. I mean, I think it's just such a good idea. So I've had 22 and £75, and that's gone straight into my investment account. That money hasn't even been touched. It's like, whoop, straight in.
Which is
So
great because,
yeah.
I mean, you can easily invest money that you almost never had. So it sort of takes the risk out of investing a little bit, because if you've saved away, 5 grand or something, and you've worked really hard to save that up, putting it in investments feels really scary because you're thinking, oh my God, what if this goes down? I've worked so hard to save this money, and you'll be watching it every day and looking at every penny, which is not really the right approach. So it's good, I think, with Plum. Obviously, the whole idea is that it's money that you didn't notice. It's money that you don't miss. So it doesn't feel, I guess, for me, as scary as taking money out of my savings account and putting it into an investments account. It just feels like loose change, I guess, that I found in my bag somewhere and I've put it in an account.
Yeah, no, it completely works. And I also, another thing that I teach people is that when you're saving, don't have your savings where you can see them. So having something like this is brilliant because it means then that you've got this money going into an account that you just never look at until you go back into your chatbot and you start playing with it. So yeah, I think it's brilliant that you just can't see it out of sight, out of mind. That's what's so cool about it.
Absolutely. And then you can obviously mute all the messages. So if you really do want to just turn it on and just forget about it, then you can do. And a few people have done that and then come back and said, oh my God, I had £1,000 in Plum and no idea. And I went and, went on hot some amazing holiday. We've got a few really cool user stories where they've basically put it on one day, muted it, and just forgotten about it, and then just one day found it again and thought, oh my God, there's so much money saved up, how amazing. And they've gone and done something amazing with it, which is really cool. Personally, I always do that. I just have it running and then use that as my investment fund. Before it was the investment fund, I have to confess, it was the treat fund. So I had my savings direct debit, and then I had Plum as my, I can buy some shoes. So yeah, it's nice to have that kind of, it feels like free money somehow, which is really nice.
But that's what I was doing with mine as well. So what mine is basically a holiday fund. But again, that's another thing that I teach people is that to not to have everything in one place. You've got your fund for your investments, you've got your fund for your main savings, like your emergency fund. You could use Plum as your emergency fund if you wanted to. You could use it as your, as you said, your shoe fund or your, whatever it is that floats your boat. Just that's what you can use it for. That's why it's so flexible. It's brilliant. I like it.
It's great.
It's good. Cool. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about? Anything else you wanted to add for this?
I'm not sure. I feel like we've talked quite a bit. Does anyone have any questions that they'd wanted to ask, or
Yeah, I'll see if anybody's got any questions. I'm not really sure.
even just, I guess, about like working in tech or
Well, I mean, I've got
anything?
Avril Girl. She hasn't asked a question, but she said that she missed the first half. No worries, Avril, just catch up later. And she said, it sounds great, so that's good. It sounds, definitely impression. It's good impression on people. And we've got Sheila that she wanted to know if it was available in South Africa, but you've already answered that question, so I think that's fine. But everyone else, I think, is just kind of watching at the moment. So yeah, no other questions. But if anything comes up later, I'll let you know if questions come up.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's me on all social because we are a small team. So feel free to tweet us any questions or send us a message over on Facebook or anything like that. I'm sure the website is linked somewhere here. But if you can't find the answer on that, then yeah, just feel free to reach out. We're always happy to help.
Cool. Well, what I'll do below this is I'll put the link to Plum. Obviously my referral link if people are interested, so we'll do that. Another thing I wanted to tell people about as well is that I've got a free ebook which is all about finding savings around your home. So finding savings in just your everyday bills, as you've said about making sure that your bills are looked at, you're changing, you're switching up, that kind of thing. So it's just being very aware of what you're spending and why you're spending on that particular item, and then that will then allow Plum to take more money out of your account to save. When if you've got less going out on bills and things, Plum has got a nice little pool of cash then to start siphoning off for you. So I'll pop that in the comments as well, just because it's so useful to keep going over it again and again. I mean, even I have to go through every year, look at my bills and go, right, what's crept in, what needs to come out,
All
things
those
like that.
subscriptions as well.
What's that?
All those subscriptions as well.
That's it, exactly. Like Birch Boxes. Oh my God, I can't stand Birch Boxes. But that's just me. I don't tend to spend money on stuff like that. I've got my own little set routine that I have, and that's it. But I've seen these Birch Boxes, and I'm just like, are they really worth that money? I don't know. Do you use one?
No, I'm the same. I have my sort of set routine, but I did, as I said, work in fashion and beauty, so I've had probably every free sample under the planet at one point in my possession. I have giant crates. If anyone needs any beauty products, have it. Okay, I sort of don't want to throw it out, but then I'm never gonna get through this. So yeah,
Maybe
I
you
just
need
have my own thing.
something like a Plum like giveaway or something. Maybe that's what you need to
Yeah, here's a one-time use lip gloss. God, maybe not, but you could
that's
probably find me
probably.
on Club Twitter, so you could just tweet me personally. And yeah, if you're looking for a lip gloss, I'll give it you. Like, it'll be fine. But yeah, no,
Awesome.
I never got the Birch. Obviously, we got them, but I never. It's so tiny, the amounts you get in there. And it's quite a bit, isn't it? I don't know how much it is, but I feel like it's like 20 quid a month or something.
I can't remember now off the top of my head, but that's just one of the things that I just say to people, look, have a look, see what
Yeah.
you've got in your bank account that's coming out. It might be that you're being charged in your just for
Oh,
having your
yeah.
money in an account.
I completely forgot about something that I'd done, obviously, on a free trial. And then actually, I saw all of a sudden like my spend really went up on one day, and I just thought, well, I didn't do anything on that day. What's going on? I looked into it, and basically, there was an app that I had downloaded. I think it was called 8Fit, trying to, get fit, get in shape for summer, the classic. And it was like videos of workouts and things like that. I actually never used it, of course. But yeah, and then like months later, it charged me 60 quid. And I was just like, oh my God. I called iTunes and I got the money back, thank God. But if I hadn't have spotted that straight away, then that would have just been 60 quid every year that I'd spent on an app that I'd deleted and didn't even use.
That's
So
it,
yeah,
exactly.
definitely keeping an eye on that as well, like just constantly your spend, which is why, obviously the insights feature is useful because you can see that kind of spike. If you're not expecting it, you know yourself roughly how much you spent in a day. And if you think you spent £5 and it's showing 70,
Why is that?
that's a question to go and have.
Exactly. It's I think it's a brilliant idea to keep on tabs of what's going on. So I mean, I do it manually anyway because, as I said, I'm a spreadsheet geek, so I do that anyway. But I think if you're not used to doing that and you don't like spreadsheets and you just roughly when all your bills come out, that's such a nice way of actually just keeping a little track on it. So yeah,
Yeah,
no, definitely.
absolutely. It's nice because it's dynamic. I mean, like you were saying, if you end up sort of, for example, one week I'll walk to work or I'll bring lunch in more than buying it out, and I don't have to sort of update, oh, okay, so that means I can save an extra £10 this month or whatever, because Plum just figures it out and does it for me. And in the same way as if I, get an Uber or something that I don't normally do, Plum will dial it back a little bit. So it's just nice, I think, having Plum there, because I have a spreadsheet as well. But I think that the spreadsheet only takes me so far, I guess, for me. Like it's not as dynamic as I guess I am. I can change my habits quite quickly from one day to the next. So there'll be some months where I won't, spend anything on, I don't know, clothes shopping, or I won't get any takeouts. And then for some reason, like the next month, all I can do is order curry. And you just never know. So it's quite nice to have, I guess that flexibility. I've got my base budget that I do with the spreadsheet, and I have the direct debits that are figured out from that amount. And they all come out at the beginning of the month. And then what's left over, like as soon as I get paid, they come out. So then whatever's left over, basically, I leave for Plum to sort of pick up everything that it can. And it's surprising how much it can find, because I did that spreadsheet and I thought that I was being very tight on myself. But evidently, there's lots of wiggle room.
Yeah, no, it really is. And I think that's what people don't tend to understand when they're looking at their bills. They think, no, I've got no, not going to happen. But actually, when you start looking at it in detail, Plum is saving the equivalent of what? A cup of coffee or two cups of coffee on a, every 4 or 5 days or so. And
Yeah,
you would have spent,
exactly.
so it's stopping you from spending it on a cup of coffee that you probably didn't need, and you could have just made coffee at work or whatever it is. So yeah, that's what I think
Exactly.
is really good about it. I agree with you. Dials it up, dials it down as and when you need it. And you can pause it as well if you don't, if you've got a tight month, if you really, really
Exactly.
can't have anything.
And we've all been there. I mean, we've all obviously Plum automatically won't take you below, zero. It's not going to take you to that. And if, for example, for some reason it does, like if you've made a payment but it hasn't come out until a certain point in the month, that's really big and it's caused you to get an overdraft fee, we always repay them. If basically if we've taken you into overdraft, then we'll repay those fees. So there's no need to worry about that. But yeah, no, it's always really good, I guess, to have that sort of knowledge that, in a way, when you sort of walk past the coffee shop and you don't buy coffee, you already have saved that money. You don't have to then go and consciously save it. It's done for you. So that's really what's really interesting about it. Obviously, I can't go into all the technical details of how that works. But the algorithm is based on sort of prediction and patterns. So it analyzes 12 months worth of data. So it knows roughly what you're doing each month, what it can expect, knows when your bills come out. Let's say every like couple of months or something, you tend to go on a shopping spree, it will take that into consideration. So it's really, really clever. I mean, it was developed with the help of MIT and CERN. So it's really smart. It's scary smart. We have had people say, is it Skynet? Not that smart, but one day,
Really?
I don't know. But at the moment, all it can do is figure out how much to save for you. But who knows, maybe one day it'll take over the world.
And it's got no control over your bank account. A lot of people have asked me this question as
No.
well. They're like, can it go in there and just take? No, it doesn't. All it does
No.
is it looks and it goes, right, you can save a fiver. That's it. That's all
Yeah.
it
You've got read-only access, and the way we move money is via direct debit. So in the same way that if you have a phone contract, they have a direct debit, but they cannot, change your bank, or do anything in your bank account, it's the same. So we have a direct debit setup, which means that we can take money from your account, but we have read-only access, so we can't go and open accounts for you, send money between your accounts or anything like that. All we can do is move it to your linked Plum savings account, and if you don't want us to, you can just cancel that or just withdraw it again.
That's it.
There's not much to do. And then a lot of people as well tend to come to us and worry about the fact that it's in Facebook and what that means in terms of security. So obviously everything's encrypted. Facebook can't see any of your data, and there's no risk of that. If someone were to hack your Facebook account, all they could do is move your Plum savings back into your bank account. So that, I mean, it's
That's it.
annoying, but they
It's
can't pay
like,
themselves,
oh,
basically.
they
They
can't
can
do anything.
only move the money back into your bank account. There's nothing else that they'll be able to do other than that. So it's quite safe, but I totally understand the concerns, especially with everything that's been happening with Facebook lately. As I said, we are looking into getting an app and doing other things just because there's a big demand for it, I think, since the Facebook thing. I think everyone's a bit worried. It is all encrypted, and all that sensitive information, as you can see when we were going through it, it's opened up in a web view, which is completely outside of Facebook.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So yeah, it's all encrypted.
Yeah. And I've also just had another question from Avril. And she said that she's wondering if she can use it for her business account.
Oh,
Now, so I'm guessing yes, if you've got one Messenger account, one bank account, it could be any bank account as long as it's in the UK, right?
So we can't link bank business accounts, which is a
Ah,
pain.
okay.
So the reason is because basically the way that they're coded is different. So we can't link bank business accounts at the moment, which is real pain. I'm sorry about that. So it's only personal current accounts we can link.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've just started my business. So for me, I actually do have a personal account for my business because there's no need for me to have a business account right
Yeah.
now. But yeah, maybe that'll be a feature that gets developed later on
Yeah,
then.
absolutely. This is the thing, we're so new. I think people forget because we seem very advanced, but we're so new, so there's a massive to-do list. And we have thought of these things. It's just getting around to taking everything off.
So it just another thought just occurred to me. With Starling, you actually can open a business account. So could you link your Starling business account, or is
Actually
it still
don't
Starling?
know if you can link your Starling business account. I have to double check on that one because I know the reason we can't link normal business accounts is because of the link, the way it links basically is different. So we have to build a whole new linking method for that account. I don't know if that's the case with Starling. I actually imagine probably not. So you might be able to get around it if you do have a Starling business account.
So Avril, that might be something to look into. I mean, you could always download Starling. It is actually a really nice looking app
Starling
from
is
what
great,
I
I've
can
got to
see.
say.
It's very
We love
pretty. And then if you can link it, great. Do it. Go for it and let us know.
Exactly, yeah. I will double check that now, though. It's a very good question.
Cool. No, thank you. If you come back to us with the answer, I'll just pop it up into the comments afterwards. So, or you can do it yourself. It's up to you. Cool. All right. Well, I think that's probably it for now. And everyone's running off to go and watch the football because that starts in a few minutes. So I will leave it at that. So thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you. It's been brilliant.
Yeah, it's been lovely to be on.
Oh, well, hopefully we'll get you on again when when your thumb
Definitely.
starts to
My
hurt
third
up a
time
bit more.
around, so yeah.
I did brilliantly. So lovely. Well, enjoy, and I'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, lovely. Well, thanks for having me.
Great. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Okay.